This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As more people in the United States and around the world continue protests to combat racism, racial acts against blacks in America continue to take place openly and behind the scenes, now crossing over to NASCAR racing. In response, NASCAR drivers put on a dramatic show of support for fellow driver Bubba Wallace Monday. Wallace, NASCAR's only black driver, was pushed to the starting line by all of the race drivers after NASCAR stepped up security for the rain-delayed Geico 500 after a noose was found in the driver's garage at Talladega Speedway. A vocal supporter of Black Lives Matter, Wallace was the target of the racial attack a day earlier when the noose, a symbol connected to lynching in America's slave history, was left in his team's stall. NASCAR President Steve Phelps vowed to use all available resources to uncover the identity of the person responsible for the racist attack and have them banned from the sport for life. Earlier on Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Alabama said the FBI is in fact reviewing the situation surrounding the noose to determine whether there are actual federal violations of the law. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday he opposed removing the towering statue of former President Theodore Roosevelt from outside New York City's American Museum of Natural History. The move was announced by the museum Sunday and comes amid anti-racism protests across the United States and the world after the death of an unarmed black man, George Floyd, in police custody on May 25th in the United States. The statue shows Roosevelt on a horse with a Native American man and African man by his side. Many critics have said the Roosevelt statue symbolizes racial discrimination and colonial expansion. This is VOA News.